Welcome to Neocony View. I'm Peter Newman. 2 weekends ago, a wonderful event, or more accurately, a bunch of events took place on the beach in Manzanita and at the North County Recreation District building in Nehalem, coming together to share art, spiritual renewal, music, and a serious look at what the state of our planet is and might be. We're going to spend the next minutes listening to an audio postcard of the event through the eyes of those who were there, and we begin on the beach with uncommonly fine weather and the person who thought of putting this together.
My name is Glenna Gray, and I thought of this event about December when I was getting seriously depressed about the state of the world. Every time I heard of a fracking story, it broke my heart. Every time I saw a clear cut, it broke my heart. And so one day I was thinking of what I kept asking myself, what I could do, what can I do? And then I kind of changed it a little bit to what do I do? And I do art shows. I have for years. And so I decided to do a earth-oriented Heal of the Earth art show. A friend in New Mexico had recently done an art show called Tikkun Olam, which is in Hebrew, to heal or repair the earth. So that's what we're about here, is working on healing and repairing the earth. As I set up the art show, I didn't want to leave out musicians, so there's a performance piece. A friend added a discussion element. We're going to start out with a ritual to invite spirit to guide us on healing the earth. And this evening's fire is, Joe Picor has been doing it for a number of years. On the 7th of every month, he lights his fire specifically and does a meditation specifically to heal the waters of the earth. So we're here at the beach this evening to light this fire and work on healing the waters of the earth.
My name is Joe Picor. This fire was given as from the Picorus Pueblo tribe by Joseph Rael, who is a teacher and shaman of the Ute tribe in New Mexico. And some years ago, he had a vision for the purification of the waters of the earth and was told to burn these fires, which are a traditional ceremonial fire, intended to bring people together in times of difficulty. And this fire, he asked on the 7th of each month at 7 at night to burn for the purification of the waters of the earth. And so there are people from Europe all the way to Australia, as the sun sets and 7 o'clock comes around, lighting these fires across the planet. I started doing it many years ago and have been surprised that a group of people come by every month and find something in this ceremony. So something simple sometimes is powerful.
So I'm Lane Damal. I live in Neocony Mountain. And Tikkun Olam is about repairing the earth. And we also discovered in our research it's about creation story, a creation myth where the world is created and then shatters because there's so much light. And so ever since, in this story, we've been trying to help it get back together and help the male and female be in balance and help things be. So this day can be part of, and the ritual we're about to do is all about that story and about humans being in right relation to the earth, to the four-leggeds and the six-leggeds and the wingeds and all those critters in the earth itself, the trees. And so we're going to be telling the Tikkun Olam story. We're also going to be telling Salmon Boy's story, which is about a little boy who's disrespectful in the middle of the people and gets hauled under the sea. He doesn't take care of the fish bones, and he's just being obnoxious. And so he gets hauled under the sea to the salmon people and gets taught and comes back and is a shaman for his people. So we're going to be telling that story.
Oh, My name is Dale Kramer Burr, and I'm the brand new executive director of the Lower Nehalem Community Trust. And I'm here because Glenna personally invited me to this lovely gathering to brainstorm how to heal the earth, and it was Gary's idea that she do that.
Yes, I'm Gary Seelig, and I also work at the Land Trust as a volunteer, and I'm on board, but I'm involved with the Tikkun celebration this weekend because of Glenna's inspiration, and I've been familiar with the term for many years and have some of my own belief system about it, but to watch the way Glenna has inspired people to bring forth art and music and discussion and ritual, I'm just really glad to be part of that and support her effort. So it's a good thing for us.
I'm V.V. Tallman. One thing I love about this and find really important is that this reflects our community in the north edge of Tillamook County. And we have a very particular consciousness here, which I think we're very proud of. We have Cardam, and we have all sorts of alternative activities going on, and this is one of them. So I'm proud of us for putting this on.
I sit here in this community and have these kinds of connections with people all the time about healing and the work that people are doing with their lives. And I just sometimes feel, well, it's only here. And then I leave once in a while, and I go meet other people. And I meet people who are doing community gardens in downtown Oakland and feeding school kids. And I just go, wow, it's happening everywhere. Paul Hawken talks about this is a movement that has no leader, and it's springing up everywhere. So it's wonderful to be part of that.
My name is Georgine. I was taking an art class about 3 or 4 years ago here. And as part of that class, I resolved to paint the sunrise from my bathroom window, because that happened to be the place that was facing east, once a month at the same time of the month for a full year. At the end of that experience, we had a group art show. And at that point, I realized that my roots had grown so deep into this place that it was an experience I had never felt in my life for all the time I've spent in nature. I still feel that. This is home. It's my place. It belongs to a lot of other people, too. But coming down 101 and rounding Neocony, that view of the ocean and the bay, it's got a beauty that just thrills me every time it happens. Coming over 53, as I wind down into the valley and the river spread out before me. And it's home. It's the place I feel most connected to. And the same thing happens when I come up 101 or Miami Foley from the south. They each have their own special characteristics, but they're my way home, my connection to nature here and to the earth. And it's something I want to protect.
Dana Anderson, I wouldn't have missed any of it for the world. It's really, I think, life-changing when people can come together in circles around art, science, the heart, the mind, and how to save this planet.
In the highways, in the heavens, in the highways, in the heavens, in the highways, in the heavens, we'll be working, working for our world. We'll be working, we'll be working, we'll be working.
Kathleen Moore. this is just such an incredible gathering of people and ideas, and we have we had a round circle, and we decided that one of the biggest things we can do to help heal the earth is gratitude, being thankful for everything. Every step that we take on the earth is a prayer. Everything that's produced by this planet Earth for us, in terms of the flowers and the bees and the elk and the salmon and the waters and the rains and the winds and the sun and the tomatoes and all of it. Thankful.
Trees need not walk the earth for beauty or for bread. Beauty will come to them where they stand. Here among the children of the sap is no pride of ancestry. A birch may wear no less the mourning than an oak. Here are no heirlooms save those of loveliness, in which each tree is kingly in its heritage of grace. Here is but beauty's wisdom, in which all trees are wise. Trees need not walk the earth for beauty or for bread. Beauty will come to them in the rainbow, the sunlight, and the lilac-haunted rain. And bread will come to them as beauty came, in the rainbow, in the sunlight, in the rain.
Sheila Beveridge. I drove here from Astoria, and the reason I did is the other day I was walking around, and I walk my dog a lot. I pick up a lot of plastic everywhere I go, and it's really getting sort of disheartening. And I was thinking about how sad I feel about the state of the planet right now, all of the plastics and pollution and the way our system works. And when I read in the paper that I think it's Glenna said that she was feeling the same way and they were hosting this event, just knew I needed to come. Just feed my spirit and be with some people who felt the same way, if nothing else, just to realize I'm not crazy. This is real. And it's something we need to acknowledge.
Gaia, Gaia, our mother, our home, the breast that we feed on, the planet we roam, your children.
My name is Corinne Boucher, and I did this piece. It has to do with nature and the problem with man's overuse of nature. And I did a piece of a hand and the paw of an animal in the palm of the hand, because so often we talk about humans and we forget about the other species, and we don't want to go in places where they are behind bars and hurting. So my piece was to show this. It has a quote of Albert Schweitzer that says, until he extends the circle of his compassion to all beings, man will not find himself peace. So we have to go there too.
My name is Lynn Thomas. I'm an artist here in the Halo Manzanita area. And I was inspired by the theme of healing the earth. It was sort of portrays my own journey with healing. And it initially began with words that I was just keeping in a journal, and the two-word combinations came together at the same time as I began to see in the grain of wood that I was working with, movement of the tides. And the tides have always kind of inspired me. They've symbolized renewal and kind of rebirth. And so the painting that I've done intertwines the ribbons of word groupings with the tides.
Mm-hmm.
postcard of Tikkun Olam, a coming together to share art, spiritual renewal, music, and a serious look at what the state of our planet is and might be. You've been listening to the voices of those who participated and joined in to make a very moving experience in North Tillamook County. We will close with another artist who looked to nature as inspiration, the opening movement of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, the Symphony No. 6, titled Awakening of Happy Feelings on Arriving in the Country. This is Peter Newman. Join us again next month for another Neocony View.
Thank you.